You have read in my word that those who have accepted my son Jesus as their Savior have been born again and born of my life, my nature. Spiritually speaking, you are my offspring. You are my children. Too many of my children are too hard on themselves. So many of you want to serve me and live for me. You want to dedicate your lives to me, but you expect too much of yourselves. In my word, I have said that as babes in Christ, you are to sincerely desire the milk of my word. And then as you mature, you should be moving on to the meat of my word. But many of my children misunderstand that this is a process. I want you to capture this image in the natural. When a baby is born, that baby can basically do nothing for itself. You must change its diapers, you must feed it, care for it. You teach it how to sit up, how to roll over, how to stand, how to walk, how to play with balls. All of these things. And as that child grows, you as a parent are very proud to see that progress, but it is progress. It's the same in your relationship with me. When you are first born again, you are a spiritual babe. You have been born into a family where you never had existed. Everything is new. Just like when a baby is first born, it is born into a world where it had never existed. There are smells, there are lights, there are colors, all kinds of things that that baby had never experienced in the womb. And it's learning. Day by day, it is learning. As my spiritual children, it is my desire for you to learn. As your father, I will teach you, I will train you, I will help you understand what it means to be my child. I will take you from that place of spiritual infancy to the place of full spiritual maturity. I do this teaching as I minister to you as the Holy Spirit. I help you understand the things in my word, the things that will enable you to grow and develop and to know me more closely. But too many of my children confuse worldly intellect and knowledge with spiritual maturity. And there is a huge difference. Unless you spend time with me, your Father, as I minister to you by the Holy Spirit, and as you spend time in my word and in fellowshipping with me, this spiritual growth will not take place the way you think. For you see, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, they all play a role in my kingdom, but none of them minister to you on a spiritual level. For I am God, I am your Father, and I am a spirit. And I'm the one who birthed you into existence. So therefore, it is very critical that you spend time with me so that I can nurture you, so that I can train you, so that I can help you understand the things that you have been taught. I can help you understand my word. And I want you to know this, there is nothing in my word that you cannot come to the place of understanding. For I have said that all scripture has been given by my inspiration. Therefore, since I have given it to you, and I have said that it is profitable to you for your doctrine and your spiritual development, that means the potential of your new nature is that to where you will be able to understand everything in my word. But it is a process. It is a process. Just as I am patient and full of grace toward you, I want to encourage you to be patient with yourself. No natural child graduates from high school after first grade. Be patient with yourself and stay in there with me. Let me teach you. Let me train you. Your growth and your development will come. It will take place. And you will begin to understand things about me and about who you are in me that you had never known. So be patient with yourself. Continue to press into me. And let me work with you so that you grow into the fullness of a mature child of mine that I so desire, says the Lord.